producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down.
Here we are, Monday the 7th of March on the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friend, Rich McFadden is my friend.
Oh, yeah, that
guy. That fellow.
That guy.
Hail, what is that expression? Hail fellow well met. There he is.
Take your word
for it. Yeah. You know what, you've never heard that expression before?
Don't think so.
Oh, yeah. All right, so we have a couple of deaths to discuss. I guess the most prominent of those is the former First Lady Nancy Reagan, who was 94 years old, died at her home in Bel Air, California. Serious health problems the last couple of years, had congestive heart failure. She had a good life, though. Married Ronald Reagan in 1952, went on to become a First Lady, who was criticized for her fancy taste, especially in China, at the White House. People had nothing better to do than to... When you consider the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse in the federal government, the fact that people... Maybe it was just an identity. Maybe it was just one of those things. It was a symbol of wastefulness and wantonness and whatever. She will be buried next to her pal Ronnie at the library in Simi Valley. Has you ever been there? You've never been to there.
No, I haven't.
No, you should go.
Yeah.
It's one of those, I think there are a couple of pictures posted somewhere on Facebook of my daughter and I in front of the plane that hangs there, the former Air Force One, which they built a building around. It's fascinating. It's a great take on that administration. It's a great thing to stand out in front. I don't know why I was all alone. I stood at the place where he's buried, and it's just sort of on the back side of the building. Just to, I don't know whether it's an eerie feeling, whatever it is, you get that sort of thing when you get close to people who a lot of people have known. There are a lot of ups and downs. As you know, you and I are friends with Michael Reagan, who was the son of Ronald Reagan and Jane Wyatt by adoption. He and his sister Maureen were both adopted. Never a big fan of Nancy's, and Nancy was never a big fan of theirs.
I think it's the other way around, actually.
Nancy was not a big fan of
theirs.
He was. Yeah, right. Maybe. Well, okay, yeah. Nancy was just lousy. I remember he told me a story once. Remember one of those don't speak ill of the dead? He told me a story once about re-gifting. Did he ever tell you that story?
Yes.
you talk about, well, never mind.
They had given her a Christmas present, and she re-gifted it back to them a few years later, remembering.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, here is Marcia Kramer, one of the reporters that covered the White House during the Reagan years, talking about the legacy of Nancy Reagan.
She was a first lady who made many contributions to the nation in her own right, from her campaign against kids using drugs and alcohol, her battle with breast cancer, and her efforts to secure funding for Alzheimer's research. Nancy Reagan was also the devoted wife and fierce protector of the 40th president. Theirs was a true love story.
I can't imagine marriage being any other way but the way that Ronnie's and mine was.
Reagan, the great communicator, also wrote tender love letters to his wife, often they were whimsical, as in a Mother's Day letter that read, "M is for the million ways I love you," signed an admirer with a thoughtful P.S. "I'm on the next pillow over." She was born in New York City in 1921 as Anne Frances Robbins, nicknamed Nancy. When her mother remarried, she moved to Chicago and took her stepfather's last name, Davis. After graduating from Smith College, she moved to Hollywood to become an actress.
I
was afraid you wouldn't come.
She acted in about a dozen feature films. One of her last was opposite her future husband in a movie called Hellcats of the Navy. They married in 1952 and had two children, Patty and Ron Jr. They also raised Ronald Reagan's two children from a previous marriage. In 1967, she became First Lady of the State of California, First Lady of the United States in 1981.
I don't remember thinking anything except that, my gosh, here he is, and he's president.
During her husband's time in office, Nancy Reagan often appeared in designer gowns, especially red ones. She redecorated the White House, bought new china, but she also stayed close to her husband's side, even more so after an attempted assassination attempt in his first term. She reviewed his schedules and even consulted an astrologer for advice on security.
I was so obsessed with his safety that any time he went out of the house, I think my heart stopped.
Her lasting legacy as First Lady, her campaign against drugs.
What should you do when someone offers you drugs?
The Just Say No anti-drug campaign swept across the country and into schools, and even brought her to the United Nations as the first First Lady to address the General Assembly. It began after a young girl asked Mrs. Reagan for advice. She simply said, just say no.
I didn't mean that that was the whole answer, obviously, but it did serve a purpose.
After President Reagan was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, she became his devoted caretaker.
That's the worst part about this disease. There's nobody to exchange memories with.
Following his death in 2004, she put herself at odds with other Republicans, campaigning for federal funds for stem cell research to find a cure for Alzheimer's.
We've lost so much time already, and I just really can't bear to lose any more.
She attended fellow former First Lady Betty Ford's funeral in 2011 and visited her husband's grave on the 10th anniversary of his death.
She even consulted an astrologer. Oh, my God, no. Can you imagine? How could that be? How could the news media survive without being able to get that story in? She even consulted an astrologer. She consulted astrologers all of her life because that's what she liked to do. That was, well, wasn't that a choice? You know what I most remember, Rich, about the entire Reagan era with regard to Nancy Reagan?
Yeah. Just say no.
Well, it was that. Yeah,
it was actually a campaign that came out of the bedroom, I understand.
Yeah. Well, something else came out of the bedroom.
What?
The discussion of oil versus wind power and solar power. Nancy had convinced the president that there ought to be significant funding of alternative power. You know, the Democrats like to take the credit for it, and I suppose maybe they should in this circumstance, because the Republicans were out to lunch as usual, and here's why. In the first year of the administration, they're trying to figure out what their priorities were. Country was badly in debt, you know, all that stuff. Hello. This may be a rewind here. One of the things that she was big on was alternative energy. And then we were just coming out of that horrible end of the Jimmy Carter era, where the price of gasoline was sky high, interest rates were what, 17% or something.
Yep.
The country was, well, what a mess. And a lot of it was caused because there was no available petroleum resources, and we were buying, and at that time the Iranians, I mean the whole Middle East was a mess. Hello, once again a rewind. And so the president was ready to go start an initiative that would have significantly changed our dependence on Middle East oil. And then one day, along comes do-de-do-de-do, the lovely and talented Donald Rumsfeld with his best bromance friend, Dick Cheney. You know, the guy who searched for a vice president and turned out to be him. He was the best choice. Anyway, so he convinces Reagan that there's a windfall for America to do business with Saudi Arabia and three or four other Middle Eastern countries. Unbeknownst to Mr. Reagan at the time, they both had Middle Eastern interests in their back pocket. And so what happened was the whole idea of doing alternative energy went out the window because Rumsfeld and Cheney convinced Reagan that there was going to be plenty of Middle Eastern oil for the foreseeable future, and it would be cheap, and don't worry about, you know, don't do these other things. They're just like pie in the sky things. So you can thank once again for many reasons, we can dislike both those jerks, but that's one of the big ones, I think, that has it set us back in terms of that as a priority or any kind of alternative energy as a priority. What I find most interesting about that is that in Gerald Ford's backyard, literally in Palm Springs, there are 1,400, if you drive up Route 10 from the
those wind farms,
the windmill farms that are there that create most of the energy for Southern California. That was anathema to Rumsfeld and Cheney. All right, so anyway.
Also an anathema to my my small generator that needs a new carburetor because of the ethanol and the gasoline.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you can't. Ethanol ruins those engines. Ruins the engines in chainsaws. I have had the last year.
I'm a big fan of ethanol. Ruined. At least I was. But, yeah, all of my small engines are...
I'm a big fan of it, but it ought not to be. Well, there's an additive you can get for it, but who knows that? They don't tell you that.
No, you got
to figure it out by going through a couple of engines on chainsaws or those leaf blowers or generators like you're talking about. Yeah. Hello. Okay, so we've done a nice job with Nancy Reagan, at least for now. Also,
thank you, Nancy.
Yeah, the passing of that country singer Joey Feek. Who died over the weekend. Most people realize we were talking about this last week, how she was near death and she has passed away. Sad thing. Interesting couple, and you didn't know much about them until the story came out about her and what she was going through, but she isn't going to suffer anymore. It's 18 past the hour. This is Monday. Good day.
When's the best time to enjoy Twisted Tea?
Why don't we do a little day?
Hard iced tea brewed like a beer that tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real iced tea. Hanging out at the pool, fishing with your buddy. Twisted Tea hard iced tea tastes great anytime. Cool, refreshing, smooth, but with a kick.
Why don't we do a little day drinking?
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio, drink responsibly.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one Emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
We'll be right back.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Jack Stockwell, who is the Forbidden Doctor online, has a clinic and a practice in Salt Lake City, and here with us a couple of times a week talking about his approach to handling some of the maladies that we run into, some of the medical stories as well of the week.
Okay, can I ask a question to Dr. Yes, Jack? Because this is something that's always interests me. Because I am not a smoker of tobacco or of marijuana. A lot of people say...
That would be the question, what are you a smoker of?
Not of turkey.
Brisket.
Brisket.
Smoke turkey for lunch. Here.
I mean, hold I'm on fire, but you know, I'm smoking. But I keep smoking, you know.
Yeah.
But you hear a lot of people who tout the benefits of marijuana talk about how much better it is for you to smoke and that there's no harm in smoking marijuana. That just seems so counterintuitive to me because the people in my life that I know that do smoke a lot of marijuana develop a deep cough after a while.
Yes.
So is it still dangerous or is it really truly
healthy? We just described.
But there's no tar in marijuana.
Well, there's plenty of other stuff in it. There's all kinds of other things.
Yeah, there are other products in there that when it incinerates will still produce other kinds of compounds that are deleterious to your breathing processes. Most of the benefits, the medical marijuana, things like this, are better ingested orally rather than to smoke that stuff. It's just that the THC, the THC that's in there survives the burning process. So you put it, like Colorado has it in candy, they have it in brownies, they have it in lollipops, all the different kinds of ways to administer.
Now we're talking. You let me eat something,
and
I'm like,
all right. Marijuana lollipop. That's what I want to have.
But that's laced with sugar, It's in a sugar base, but, if you're going to do it, that's much more advantageous to the body than to smoke it because there's still particulate matter. There's still byproducts of that incineration of the paper, the material itself that will accumulate in the lungs. Right. And that's where that deep cough comes from.
Dr. Jack, the Forbidden Doctor, what's the podcast this week?
It is, and I have
mental health, microbes, and moms.
Yes, part one.
Remember that? See, how about that?
There was so much to say about mom's mental health, mom's emotional behavior. We had to split it into two parts. So there's mental health, microbes, and mom, part one. Mm-hmm. And this Friday, part two will be released.
You could add another M there, menopause. And I don't mean that facetiously. mental health, microbes, moms, and menopause.
Moms who have a good, healthy flora in their gut will just sail through menopause as though there was
really?
No problem. Yes.
I know somebody who might disagree with that. But
yeah, we ignore this incredible, the microbiome, this incredible population of flora, microbes, bacteria, viruses, even worms and parasites, some of which are good. We just ignore them at our peril. We don't pay any attention, and we continue to feed the bad ones. We starve the good ones, and they will dictate the health of the body now as early as childhood, right on through the rest of our lives.
Really? All right, so that's the podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you can also order the Long Life Energy Enzymes, the Forbidden Doctor specific scientific formula. The trick to living longer is to have more enzyme action in your gut, as Jack just explained. It's really something that seems to be common sense, but yet it really isn't. There is an herbal boost to these, brings a powerful digestive enzyme combination to break down the foods, assist you in having the function that supports your life in your gut. You got to have a strong stomach and all of the process that it takes to work the food, to digest it and get it into your body as energy, as food. This is what enzymes are all about. So take a load off your pancreas, take a load off of your stomach. Let's get on to this. This is well worth your while. Dr. Jack Stockwell, the Forbidden Doctor. Check out ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Should you pee on it? I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you if that's how to get relief from a jellyfish sting next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The dreaded jellyfish can put a serious hurt on the manliest of men. While peeing on it makes for a great YouTube video, it really doesn't work. So what is the best relief for jellyfish sting? Avoid rubbing the area. Carefully remove the tentacles with tweezers or gloves if available. Flush the wound with seawater and then immerse the area in the hottest water you can tolerate for about an hour. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, 2 built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Stephen, along with my friend Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. The focus of our conversation is what's going on, what in the world's come over you, wah, 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 wah. What in the world is going on politically?
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing.
Yep. All right. So we had primaries to hash over. And another debate, man, these debates getting sickening. They're just
they
silly.
Stop them.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It doesn't make anybody look any better.
Well, but you know, it's interesting because the debate, the Republican debate, got 16, almost 17 million viewers on Thursday night. And most people admit or think that it was disgraceful, disgusting.
Yep.
It was the end of Rubio. And it threw a couple of brickbats at Donald Trump in terms of results, as you can kind of see or understand here. Donald did win a couple of big states in the Saturday primary, and in doing so, he decided he'd take his cousin. It's really down to him and Cruz now, under the circumstances, at least as far as the play is concerned. Whether Kasich comes out of this with his skin, I think he'll stay in it, but I think he'll see.
If he wins Ohio, it could get a little interesting.
Yeah,
but.
Right. All right, so anyway, here's Trump taking a shot at Cruz. That would be 709, Rich.
Oh, 709, thank you.
It's been a really an amazing night, and I'll tell you what, I've been in competitions all of my life. There is nothing so exciting as this stuff. Winning deals or winning club championships or whatever you want to say, there's nothing like this. It's really exciting stuff. I want to thank the people of Louisiana and the people of Kentucky. It's been just an amazing relationship. And I want to congratulate Ted on Maine and on Kansas. And he should do well in Maine because it's very close to Canada. Let's face it. I mean.
Wow. That's where he's good.
I don't even think he has a writer. I think he just thinks this stuff up on his own.
He does, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so meanwhile, Mr. Cruz, the aforementioned Mr. Cruz, as I have said many times, you want to lose, vote for Cruz, win some states, and so there's still pressure on Donald Trump for sure.
Today has been a very good day. Super Tuesday last week was a phenomenal night where we won victories all over the country, and today, on Super Saturday, we're doing the very same thing. The results are in now, and we have won resoundingly the state of Kansas. And they're still counting the ballots, but it appears that tonight we have also won the state of Maine. What we are seeing happening every day is we're seeing Republicans coming together. We're seeing conservatives coming together. We're seeing libertarians coming together. We're seeing all of us unite and stand together in defense of freedom and in defense of the Constitution.
Nonsense.
You know what I thought was interesting?
What?
I was looking at the results last night, and where Trump beat Cruz, there was about a 4-point differential.
Mm-hmm.
Where Cruz beat Trump, there was about a 20-point differential.
Uh-huh. What do you make of that?
I don't know. I guess we'll see, though, but I just thought it was interesting.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now as long as we're into the political sphere, spend a moment or two on the Democratic debate in Flint. It's a good place for a debate. I hope they didn't drink the water there. Here, Mrs. Clinton says Mr. Sanders is against the auto industry or not friends of the auto industry. This would be 706, Richard.
Yeah, 706, yeah.
All right.
I can push the button.
Button there, yeah.
We just had the best year that the auto industry has had in a long time. I voted to save the auto industry. He voted against the money that ended up saving the auto industry. I think that is a pretty big difference.
Well, if you are talking about the Wall Street bailout, where some of your friends destroyed this economy.
You know.
Excuse me, I'm talking.
Let him run.
If you're going to talk, tell the whole story, Senator.
Let
Sanders.
Me tell my story, you tell yours.
I will.
Your story is for voting for every disastrous trade agreement and voting for corporate America.
The Bush administration negotiated the deal. Were there things in it that I didn't like? Would I have done it differently? Absolutely. But was the auto bailout money in it, the $350 billion that was needed to begin the restructuring of the auto industry? Yes, it was. So when I talk about Senator Sanders being a one-issue candidate, I mean very clearly, you have to make hard choices when you're in positions of responsibility. The two senators from Michigan stood on the floor and said, we have to get this money released. I went with them, and I went with Barack Obama. You did not. If everybody had voted the way he did, yep. I believe the auto industry would have collapsed, taking 4 million jobs with it.
Instead, we just sold Chrysler off to the Italians.
Boy, she sounds tired, doesn't she?
Yeah, her voice is really getting gravelly the last couple of weeks.
And Sanders looks tired.
That's right, how they keep up with that schedule.
Around and around the clock. It is around the clock. Here's Bernie Sanders talking about white people not understanding the minorities.
When you're white, you don't know what it's like to be living in a ghetto. You don't know what it's like to be poor. You don't know what it's like to be hassled when you walk down the street or you get dragged out of a car. And I believe that as a nation in the year 2016, we must be firm in making it clear we will end institutional racism and reform a broken criminal justice system.
You know, I don't disagree with
him. I just lost any respect for him I had.
When? White people
don't understand me. Yeah. My dad slept on a couch in a trailer home when he was a teenager.
That part of it, I agree with you. I think that that's extraordinarily racist. But the other parts of it there's plenty of problems with the criminal justice system that are racist. Plenty.
Anybody that assumes what I know or what I don't know, just because I'm a white guy.
But understand where he comes from. That's his whole shtick.
Bite me.
That's it.
And I like him because he's a genuine.
And he's bringing up a lot of problems that people are identifying with, same as Trump.
Yeah.
And we got to fix them. They got to be fixed.
He's crazy as all get out, but he genuinely believes it.
He may or may not be. All right, here are the two of them, Clinton and Sanders, going after the governor of Michigan. This is appropriate.
It was beyond belief that children in Flint, Michigan, in the United States of America in the year 2016 are being poisoned. I believe the governor of this state should understand that his dereliction of duty was irresponsible. He should resign.
I know the state of Michigan has a rainy day fund for emergencies. What is more important than the health and well-being of the people, particularly children? It is raining lead in Flint, and the state is derelict in not coming forward with the money that is required.
Yeah,
typical politician.
It is typical.
Swoop in and say that it's broken, we need to fix it.
Well, but it is broken. That governor
is. Yeah, no, it is.
But
where were you before the fact?
That's all political posturing.
You were both in the Senate before the fact.
All right, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich at DougStefan.com. And how about we do social media, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. In a moment, Jay Simpson and the knife. Did you see? I actually, where the heck was I that I saw? Oh, I was in a hotel room on Friday night, and I watched a couple of episodes of the People versus OJ, including the episode where they go down the 405 in the white Bronco.
Yeah.
Man, did that bring back memories. I was in a bar with a guy I was about to do business with.
Me too.
He owned a little network in Oceanside, California that night. And it was just, I remember we didn't get anything done because we sat there for 2 hours and watched them, the police chase. And to hear, I wonder how accurate that script is as to what actually went on. Cuba Gooding Jr. playing OJ.
If you listen to any of the Kardashians, the script is not even close to what it really happened. But it's supposed to be, people enjoy the movie. This is good.
Yeah, he's, well, anyway, so some more on OJ and the knife in a moment here on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
What's the next big event you want to go to? Is it hockey? Basketball? Baseball's right around the corner. Maybe it's a concert. Whatever it is, you can bet that someone is going to pay less than you for the same seats. How? They have an in. But now, you do too. Thanks to ScoreBig.com. Only at ScoreBig can you name a ticket price that's guaranteed to be below box office. Up to 60% off for the events you want to see. Basketball, baseball, hockey, concerts, and more. Here's how they do it. 40% of all tickets go unsold. ScoreBig works directly with teams and performers to get the best deals on those tickets and pass the savings along to you. Next time you want to buy tickets, go to ScoreBig.com first. Your tickets are guaranteed to be authentic, shipping is free, and you'll never get the surprise fees you see on the other ticketing sites.
If you go to ScoreBig.com right now, click on the microphone and enter promo code 200, you'll save an extra $20 off your first ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 200. ScoreBig.com, promo code 200.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
All right, we have 46 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. O.J. Simpson. Harvey Levin, who runs TMZ, broke a story on Friday about a knife that was found buried on OJ's property, or former property.
We have found something that I think is just incredible. The LAPD is in possession of a knife that was found on the former estate of OJ Simpson, the estate he lived in at the time of the murders. And here's what we know. A knife was found years ago by a construction worker. The knife was buried on the perimeter of his property on the Rockingham estate. That knife was turned over. The construction worker walked out onto Rockingham, saw a police officer, and handed him the knife and told him, "I found this knife. It was buried under OJ's property. Here it is," and the officer took it. We know that that officer was actually off duty at the time. There was a movie being shot at a house across the street, and the officer was working off duty doing security. He was a traffic cop at the time, an LAPD traffic cop. The officer, rather than turning it into LAPD, took it home and kept it at home. Kept it at home for years.
That's not the knife they found on Friday. That was another knife. And that's what that's the story. There are two different knives, I believe, if I'm listening to the story correctly. But it's after all this time, and I mean, I'm thinking of stuff that if somebody were to dig up, take a backhoe and dig up. Matter of fact, I had the septic system dug up in the backyard to clean it out a couple of weeks ago, and we found all kinds of stuff digging up the ground. Yeah, that's what you're saying, that it is or isn't the knife. I'm thinking it's probably not the knife, and I think that's what the officials are saying. But if you dug up your yard, Richie, with the
you
way
know what I would find,
you'd find all kinds of stuff.
Civil War bullets and buttons.
Yeah, right.
I live in Virginia.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right. Anyway, here's Harvey Levin going on to explain how the knife surfaced.
Last January, just a month and a half ago, the officer had retired recently and wanted to frame the knife. It was a buck knife, and it was a folding buck knife. He wanted to frame it. So he talked to a friend he had at the Robbery Homicide Division of LAPD, and he said, "Can you get me the DR number? It's the department record number showing the case file for the Ronald Goldman, Nicole Brown Simpson murders. Can you get me that? Because I want to engrave the DR number on the frame." The person he talked to was outraged and said, "How could you keep this knife?" That guy told his superiors, and Robbery Homicide contacted this retired cop and said, "Give us that knife right now. How dare you do this?" The retired cop turned the knife over, and that knife is currently being evaluated and tested, tested for right now fingerprints and hair samples, things like that. Next week it's going to the serology unit of the LAPD, and they will test it for DNA and other biological markers to see what they can find.
Here he goes on to explain why the LAPD still thinks this is an open case.
It is still an open case in LAPD. They are viewing this as an open case because O.J. Simpson was found not guilty. He cannot be retried, even if it's his knife, even if they can prove he killed him based on the knife. It doesn't matter. He's been found not guilty. It would be double jeopardy. He can't be tried again. But it is an open case. What if they find the fingerprint of somebody who they believe may have helped O.J. Simpson? You know, who knows where that will lead. But it is an open case. They are extremely interested in this knife, and they want to know where it leads, and they are really pissed off that this officer took it home and never turned it over.
Wouldn't it be something if you found Nicole's blood on it and OJ's fingerprints on it, and they couldn't convict him?
Too late. He's in jail pretty much for the rest.
Karma.
Karma got hit. Yeah. 51 after on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Stephens Good Day program. Jennifer and Kara and Uri Geller joining us now, the sage of the Middle East. I like that. You're a sage. You do all kinds of other things. A mentalist, a motivator, somebody who's very close to the space program. What did you make, Uri, as Scott Kelly came off of the International Space Center and talked so much about his experience there? Would you like to go? I think you and I ought to go up on the International Space
Center. I'd love to go. Doug, don't forget that I was a very close friend of Edgar Mitchell, astronaut Edgar Mitchell, who was the sixth man to walk on the moon. And I used to spend hours upon hours listening to his amazing stories of how he changed when he walked on the moon, his conceptual abilities and his deep explorations of the mind were enhanced by being in outer space. And there is something definitely profound that happens to someone who goes up there. I don't know what it is. Maybe you're closer to God, you're closer to the universe, or you see the tininess of our planet and the vastness of the universe and the cosmos. So those things touch you mentally, positively, emotionally, definitely emotionally. And I think that's what happened to Scott.
Yeah, it's really amazing. You get the enormity of space, the fact that we're on this little planet. You see the beauty of it more than those of us who sometimes take it for granted. So, yeah, maybe that's a way of thinking about it. I want to know from your perspective as an Israeli and somebody who's living back in Israel now, what do you make of all of the things? The Israelis are very, very close watchers of American politics. I remember being in your house in England. We had long conversations. I think when Al Gore was running
against George Bush and who you were favoring. It was completely about whether there was support for the Israeli state. But when you're looking at this now, because you see all the same channels over there that we do here, what are people saying about the situation, whether it's the Republicans, the Democrats, who do most Israelis support now? What's going on with that?
Well, Doug, look, there is no doubt in my mind that Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton obviously are constantly in the news, and they're headline news here. You know, here in Israel, you've got the most of the newspapers are online now, and millions of people can read all the news. But otherwise, I think that we all want, all Israelis want, a leader, you know, a president or a prime minister, wherever it is around the world, to be pro-Israel and to be a friend of Israel. We need friends now. We're very, very much isolated around the world. And I believe, and you might be against my notion or my way of thinking, is that if Donald Trump becomes the president of the United States, he will be a great friend of Israel. So whenever I look at American politics, I want to be, I'm a fan of the person who is going to be the closest to our small state.
Right. And I think it hasn't been the current president or the current administration for sure. But yeah, I think when you look over all of the, yeah, well, the Republicans always sort of want to seem like they're closer to Israel anyway, one way or another. And especially to Netanyahu.
Yes.
I don't know who is, I've lost the sight of who the other leaders are. I had a conversation with Netanyahu once when I was over there. I think I told you that. And I was impressed with him as almost as an American. I said that to him. You remind me of a New York Jew. I said that to him. He said, well, I went to Princeton, and, you know, I mean, he's educated in America. He sort of comes across as an American, and so yeah, he sort of works it better than some. But who's else? Who else is important in the Knesset over
Doug,
there?
No,
would be.
Yeah. Doug, the thing is that no one can change him because he's the only one. There is no other person. And this is a controversy that he's shrouded in. Constantly being attacked, daily being attacked. There is, again, there are those who love him and there are those who hate him. But it's exactly the way with Obama. My goodness, I hear such foul language in America. I mean, to be called a con man and a fraud is so unbelievable. If I would be called that 20 or 30 years ago, I would go immediately and sue the person who calls me a con man. But in America, things have changed so much that but they don't get it. In the biggest scope of PR and publicity, it doesn't really matter what they say about you, as long as they spell your name correctly.
That's the old adage.
Exactly, and Donald Trump, the minute he's being attacked, he gets more fans and more votes, and his ratings will go higher. So it is really a mystery now who is going to win. Where will it be, Trump or Clinton? What say you, Doug? Let's finish the conversation by...
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life once.